The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome. The following podcast was recorded live at the 10th National Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hey, welcome everybody to the podcast. Live booth.
Are you going to
stage
start
here at the Eucharistic Congress? We've got an elevator back here. Welcome, everybody. My name's Kyle Hyman from Mac Studios. We've got a booth over there if you're interested in some free stuff. It's booth 230. We've had podcasts all day here today and yesterday, and I'm just going to make them stay down there as long as possible. That'll be great. If you just stumbled in here because you're not sure what's going on, you're looking for some fun, this is the Crunch Podcast. You can find them wherever you get crunches or podcasts. And so without further ado, here is Patrick and Ethan, the Crunch Podcast.
Let's hear it.
He hit his head. Make louder noises. Everyone.
Crunch.
Crunch. I desperately need people to show up to this. I left my family to be here.
Yeah.
If it doesn't...
The only thing that will fill my family-sized hole in my heart is a room full of people cheering my name.
My little Leo is not... Yes! I need you to be as happy to see me as my son is when he wakes up from a nap. It's not going to happen.
No,
I know that. That was a little too much.
That was a little too close to home.
I was like, oh, I miss him so much.
You can't emotionally abuse the audience at the beginning of the show to get
them
to like you.
Not at the beginning of your career.
No. Just later.
Just later. You can do it later.
I like that the lights are off because when people leave, it means I don't get to see their faces.
No, you see the silhouette and then you go, oh, Isaac. Yeah. He's gone.
that's what it's like.
Man. So thank you to come. Thank you for coming to our live recording of our podcast. I appreciate it. How many of you actually listen to The Crunch? Give me a round of applause if you actually listen. Okay, sweet.
Wow.
All right. And how many of you suck? I'm just kidding. it's great. It's great to be here. I've met so many of you guys over the course of the week, and you guys are obviously so supportive of what we do. Really appreciate it. For those of you who don't know who we are, my name is Patrick. This is my friend Ethan.
I'm Ethan. If you're the person at the hotel that got us mixed up and ruined our hotel reservations, you are uninvited from
Shame
this
show.
Shame
on you. You are uninvited from the podcast.
We look so different.
We record a podcast called The Crunch. It's a comedy-focused Catholic podcast. We like goofing off. We usually sit down, talk, goof off, and then we talk about a topic of the Catholic faith. It's more about the jokes than it is about the topic because... Yeah. We don't just want to
educate you.
There's
enough Catholic podcasts about topics.
And they're all run by...
I'm tired of topics. I'm ready for some free-flowing...
We really are the Philip Glass of Catholic
we're
podcasts.
We're really the we're really...
Yeah?
You know? What's his name? French.
Carl Rahner.
We're really the Jean-Jacques Rousseau of Catholic podcasting.
Oh, boy. All right. We're the Maximilian Robespierre of Catholic podcasts. We keep killing other Catholic podcasts.
Yeah.
You'll
laugh your head off.
I did want to announce a new...
That was a Robespierre joke.
Yeah, no, I got it. It was good.
All right.
I wanted to announce a brand new beef. For a long time, we've been beefing with Catching Foxes. Boo! But we're starting a new beef because they don't upload episodes. It's kind of punching down at this point. So we're beefing with the Beatitudes. If you see the Beatitudes, it's on site. All right? We're all going to wear orange bandanas. And if they come to our side of the Congress, it's over. So we have
Jeff Scheffelbein, more like Jeff Scheffelbin. Jeff Scheffel has been.
more like left Scheffelbein.
Whoa, because he's liberal.
Is he?
No.
I don't feel like that's true.
Because he's woke.
And so for those of you who don't know the podcast, you guys probably came because we said we were going to talk about how to convince your friends to be Catholic with
jokes.
We'll get there. So we are going to talk about that. I do want to let you know you're in the right room.
Yeah.
But we needed to show, we needed to actually make some jokes first. And so that's what we started with. We recently shifted as a podcast. So people were like, hey, we like your show, but we want to actually like learn something. And I was like, that sounds lame, but all right, fine. And what Ethan and I have been doing for our day jobs for the last, like, 8 years has been, we've been doing full-time ministry. So Ethan was a focus missionary for several years. I was a youth minister for several years at the same time. And we had a unique approach to our ministry in that, like, we...
Yeah, we were different from everyone else because we would get pizza for, like, our students. Uh-huh. And, like, we would kind of play, like, kickball.
Yeah.
And, like, we would sort of do lock-ins.
Yeah, we'd show, like, Father Mike Schmidt's videos.
Yeah, we were different
from
everyone else.
Wear button-downs and, like, kind of be a little overweight.
We would go to conferences.
No, we obviously Focus and Life Teen and those are very relationally focused. And, you know, it's funny because when you go into ministry, you're very relationally focused. And if you're a full-time youth minister, you get it. You're like, I'm trying to be friends with these kids so they love Jesus. The funny thing is we don't like do that with our actual friends.
No.
When it comes to our actual friends, we don't try to like grow the relationship and then talk about Jesus. Instead, we just go right to the talking about Jesus part.
Yeah, which makes people look stupid.
If you have a Protestant friend or a, oh,
I had it over my eyes.
That was good.
It was for the audience.
It was more of a sight gag.
I'm here to entertain them.
That's good.
Yeah, continue.
It's
with your boring podcast.
I don't know. I learned the hard way multiple times when I was in high school and college, not so much college, so I went to Franciscan, but that I would like try to invite friends to mass. I like thought that was what you're supposed to do. Like, oh, I want you to be Catholics. Like, why don't you come to church with me? And they would hate it and never talk to me again. And if you guys have non-Catholic friends, you probably found yourselves in the same position. And so recently we've been trying to help our friends, our audience grow in their ability to convince their friends the Catholic faith is true, which is why we titled the episode this. So thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
That's a great prelude to a bunch of stuff that's gonna have nothing to do with what you just said.
Oh, what are we?
Man, how do we keep getting away with it?
What do you mean?
We keep getting these live shows that we don't deserve.
Somewhere along the line, we tricked people into thinking that we were famous.
We successfully bribed Joel Stepanek with offshore accounts.
Yeah,
we got access to right wing dark money.
I think part of it is I think you, Ethan, is one of the funniest guys I know, and he just like cooks people in the funny way, not in the making them
like,
feel bad.
Like
about
Hansel
themselves.
And Gretel lead your kids to a cabin.
Ethan's like the witch in Hansel and Gretel.
I like to eat kids in a stew.
I push them in the oven after I make a house out of gingerbread.
Is that house made out of gingerbread in that story?
Or is it made of candy?
Does anyone?
Fact check? Made out of candy? All right, survey says it's made out of candy.
How did the witch live there and not have severe diabetes?
Do you think she, like, rented it out like an Airbnb?
Yeah, it's like, come to my candy house. I won't eat you.
But that brings a whole dude.
Super host. Because all the other witches, they eat the people that stay at the...
Yeah.
But she's the one that doesn't until...
It's
well.
Good. Oh, man.
What, did I throw you off your game?
No. I just thought that was really funny. Yeah.
How do we keep getting away with it? We've done live shows at SEEK. We did a live show at the Young Catholic Professionals Congress, no free pub. And now at the National Eucharistic Congress. What's next for us?
I think we're going to live podcast in the Vatican.
No.
What do you mean?
I think if we did this in the Vatican, the Swiss guards would strangle us with their pantaloons.
They're taking off their pantaloons.
They would be so enraged. They would rend their garments. But instead of like the guy in the Passion of the Christ where he goes... You know, it would be those guys ripping their blue and yellow pants
and just
kind of taking us down.
Yeah.
Or they'd run us through with a halberd.
Dude, those things are cool.
Yeah.
Do you think we could get one of those?
I saw a guy in Britain. He was trying to make the guy with the fuzzy hat crack, you know, trying to make him laugh.
Yeah.
He was like a voice actor on The Simpsons.
Oh, nice.
And he was doing like the voices from The Simpsons. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would a young 20-year-old British fuzzy hat guard know who Mo is
from the Simpsons. Yeah.
Like, that's not... We didn't watch that growing up. I say we as if I'm close to the British guard.
As a fellow 20-year-old Buckingham Palace guard.
It'd be like us going to the Vatican and quoting Drake and Josh to try and get the Swiss guards to laugh. It doesn't make any sense.
Holding up their hat. It's spherical. All right.
Yeah. We also do dating advice on this show, which I want to plug because I think in the second half of this episode, we should have...
if there's any single people out there.
Clay, give us a round of applause if you're single.
Is there any single people in there? All right.
That bodes well. Oh, yeah, the singles event is right now.
There is a singles event right now.
Although I did hear that it was like 75% women, which I don't know if you're keeping track, that's the wrong ratio for marriage. If your marriage is 75% woman, you've made a mistake somewhere along the line.
It means you probably live in Seattle or something.
Or Utah.
Utah. Or do they have lots of women in Utah?
Mormons.
Mormons?
Mormons.
Oh, because of the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. So later in the show, if you're single and you have a dating question, I'm going to give you time to think about it. But
I think
you
the
can
Eucharist
come up here. Are
by.
They processing the Eucharist right now?
Hold on.
Shh. All right, everyone take a beat.
Everyone kneel.
You're not going to see that at TwitchCon.
Comedy podcast. Ladies and gentlemen. All right.
So if you have a dating question, you're single, be thinking about it because we will bring you up here and we will solve all of your problems in front of everybody. So
yes, we have
ready.
A mic for you. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I already did that, but Ethan, we spent the last 6 months putting together the Convince Your Friends toolkit. By the way, everyone who's here gets a free copy of our Convince Your Friends toolkit. I have cards for it in the back, and then we have like a physical version that you can purchase. Well, but we'll talk about that more later. We spent a lot of time sitting down and talking about like how to have conversations. You and I did a mock conversation as if you were a Baptist.
I was a Baptist. It was really fun.
It was fun. He was like getting my.
I just refused to change my mind because that's all the Baptists I've met. That's what they're like. Wonderful people. I was a missionary in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So naturally, I had a lot of conversations with Baptists.
Sure.
And it would just be. We would just go in circles and circles and circles, and it was maddening. And eventually we had to agree for the health of the Christian society at the University of Tulsa.
Yes.
We're like, we have to stop because we just need to kind of do our own thing.
We had to stop talking.
We tried for like a year.
Baptist.
We had like a Bible study where it was like over and over and over again. And we did a swing dancing event. We did a you can imagine this, a co-sponsored swing dancing event with the Catholic Newman Center and the Baptists.
Where he's like split down the middle.
All the Baptists were like along the walls and they were just like watching the Catholics do flips and everything. It was like they're like Protestant heaven and Catholic heaven.
Speaking
from
the Simpsons. Yeah.
It was exactly that. And then the Catholic guys would like ask the Baptist girls to dance and they'd be like, yes, but they just like wouldn't. They wouldn't hold like touch them, so they would just kind of dance next to each other. It was like being in middle school
so
again,
funny.
But it was with 22-year-olds.
Did I tell you about the time I tried to date a Baptist girl?
No, okay. Tell me now.
So when I was in high school, I tried to date a Baptist girl.
Great
and
story.
Yay,
on to the next
good
day.
Story's over. I met her through a friend, and I went to their church, their youth group and stuff, and I like only did it because I thought this girl was pretty. And I signed up to go to their summer camp because they were like, oh yeah, everyone from our church goes to the summer camp. And I signed up to go, and we're all at the summer camp. It's a week-long summer camp in Tallahassee. And I'm like, we're all packed into the bus, and I get into the bus, and like she's still standing outside. I'm like, that's weird. And then we pull out and just leave her behind.
No.
She was never going. And
whoa.
I was like, oh, well, all right.
That's
I guess
crazy.
I'm going on this week-long trip for nothing, I guess, because... And it was a Baptist summer camp, so you can't be like, oh, maybe Jesus has something planned. He doesn't have anything planned at Baptist summer camp. All he has is high ropes courses and fruit punch. That's all that you get at Baptist summer camp. I'm sorry, that was really mean.
That happened to me, but it was to sell Mary Kay products.
Yeah?
Yeah, they put me on a bus. It was pink.
Is this real?
No!
It fits. Knowing you, it would be real.
My aunt sells Mary Kay products. She does very well.
That's good.
Yeah,
she's at the top of the pyramid.
She's at the top of the pyramid. I'll tell you that.
That's where you want to be, man.
I don't know if she's at the top of the pyramid. I think she just is a C-level executive at a bank.
Oh,
I think
sure,
she does.
Sure.
But she also sells Mary Kay, which is the only thing I knew about my aunt for about 10 years.
People talk a bad thing about pyramid schemes, but like, you ever tried being on the top of the pyramid? It's great.
Yeah. Speaking of, so when the Pharaoh lived in the pyramid...
Yes.
Was that...
He didn't live in the pyramid, man.
What do you mean? What was the point of the air holes then?
What?
They put air holes in there.
Do you mean the sarcophagus?
No.
He also didn't live in that.
King Tut.
Yes.
Funky Tut. So the pharaohs lived... So there was a flood, right?
And there's
evidence that the pyramids were underwater.
Okay.
So he needed air holes to survive the flood. I saw this thread on Twitter. I'm not articulating it very well. Oh, we got a young lady. Hi. Are you having fun? She's right there.
Hey, how's it going?
I like your crown.
What's your name?
You're smiling.
Hey, yeah, how's it going?
I understand.
Hello.
What were you saying?
Your parents are here, right? I'm assuming.
So you're just like a strange child.
I mean, just checking. Nothing. It's like I just can't see anyone. So
yeah.
What do you know about the pyramids?
Tutankhamun.
She's like, I don't know anything about the pyramids, and I'm leaving.
We should go back in history and cancel King Tut.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I bet he was like Paul Atreides, and he was a bad guy, but everyone thought he was cool. You know the movie Dune? You've seen it.
I don't need this from you. We were talking about the mock conversation about,
about
how I was a Baptist and I sold Mary Kay.
Yeah. So we had this mock conversation where we talked about like the Baptist objections to Catholicism, and it was good. The biggest lesson that I think I've taken away from that conversation was the conversation was more productive when I was asking questions mm-hmm. and not when I was teaching.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys have done this, but when I was in high school and sometimes when I was a youth minister, someone would be like, why do the Catholics believe in purgatory? And I would go, I know exactly what to do. I'm going to go to CatholicAnswers.com and I'm going to search, mm-hmm. why do the Catholics teach purgatory? And then I would just tell them what the Catholic...
I would just pull up my phone. I would just read it to them out loud.
Just read it to them, like
at the lunch
Jimmy
table.
Aiken says,
as the prophet says,
and it always worked.
James Aiken, the book of J.A.
It never worked.
Yeah,
and I think that's because fundamentally, when your Catholic or atheist friend is asking a question about the faith, they're not really asking about purgatory. The question is not really about purgatory. They just don't accept what the church teaches. So it's not really worth it to tell them what the church teaches. It's probably better to be good friends with them and help them be around the Catholic Church, because then they'll start trusting the Catholic Church more. And so that's why we titled this Convincing Your Friends with Jokes. I'm a firm believer that if you cannot make fun of your Protestant friend for being a heretic or your atheist friend for being a pagan, you're not close enough to convert them yet. If you can't be
you need to be able to razz them a little.
You gotta be able to cook them.
You gotta,
I don't know how many of you guys have a close friend. I'm talking like close friend you talk to one or two times a week, right? And they're not Catholic and they're constantly challenging you. Applaud because I can't see you.
Okay. There you go.
And I guess also applaud if you are you try to answer their questions. Like, that's a bad way to say it. But I described answering their questions versus cooking them. How many of you guys make fun of them for being Protestant or atheist? How many of you do it? Good.
That's good.
Yes, get
all right,
them.
Good.
That's so good. I seriously do think it's good. Because, I mean,
The problem is that Catholics take this position where they're like, I'm going to see how much cord I can get here.
Oh, bro.
Oh, yeah. So am I messing up the camera angle by leaning back?
Is this ours?
Yeah, it has. It's Bishop Umbers drank out of that right before you. So it's got dingo on it.
Bishop Umbers is from Australia. I kind of gathered that.
I'm allowed to say that. I have an Australian friend.
So go on.
The Catholics, I think, often, because America is such a Protestantized nation, we always take the defensive position.
Correct.
So the reason that people can be anti-Catholic is because Catholicism is a minority position.
In their eyes, right?
It's like, so I can just be anti-Catholic. There's not really any repercussions. I'm not saying be anti-Protestant. Like, don't be prejudiced, right? But the reason a lot of Catholics feel very like, oh, I have to answer these questions for my faith is because the assumed reality is a Protestant reality.
Sure.
In America. Like, the assumption is you're a Bible-believing Christian, you say the sinner's prayer, you're saved, maybe you get baptized with all of your clothes on for some reason.
Yeah,
I've never really understood that. And then you sing songs at the meetup, at the club.
Yeah, or your friend will be like, oh, I don't know about all this doctrine stuff, I just believe what the Bible teaches.
I just believe what the Bible teaches.
And what the Bible teaches is what John Calvin teaches, you know,
like, yeah.
in their mind.
Yeah,
you know?
Or it's just like, be a good person, fundamentally, live, laugh, love.
Oh, sure, that part
Hobby
too.
Lobby Christian. So I think it's like, once we... You have to be so confident in the fact that Catholicism is true that you don't care what society says about Catholicism. Mm-hmm. And that puts you in a position where you can be like, you really think that Jeff, the guy that opened a church in a strip mall, is like the person that you should
be able to make fun of our friends for
we
pizza
should be,
at church.
But in a way that is like loving and kind. In the same way that they can call us out and be like, ah, your Pope, he's got all the money. You know,
sure.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what they say.
But something all my like friends that. Are afraid to make fun of me, so I don't.
Yeah.
I strike fear into their hearts. Yeah. It's a really healthy friendship.
I dated a Protestant girl in high school, not the Baptist, as I mentioned. And I always felt overwhelmed by how many questions she had because I felt like there was no way to like answer all of them. But really, I boiled it down to like three things fundamentally. If someone is not spiritual at all, they just need to know that God exists. Like that's the only thing that you need to prove. Don't worry about the sex scandals. Don't answer questions about, you know, the crusades or whatever. That doesn't matter. It's like if God exists and if this human soul exists, then that's all you should talk about.
Yeah.
If they're spiritual but not religious, right? We all have friends that are like that. The one thing that they need to know is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Like that's what they need to know. It doesn't really matter. Like there's a lot of truth in Buddhism. It's like that doesn't matter. If Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you don't even need to worry about what Buddhists say, right? And then finally, if they're Christian but they're not Catholic, the only question you need to answer is not Mary. It's not purgatory, saved by faith alone. It's not any of that stuff. The one question you need to answer is, did Jesus Christ establish the Catholic Church, right? And so keeping those three things in mind, like don't get overwhelmed with all the questions because all of those questions are just distractions. All of the like objections that anti-Catholics have or non-Catholics have are just fundamentally distractions from one of those three questions. And so as long as you steer the conversation back to that and you can do it with like, you know, goofing off and, you know, be their friend, then you'll be a little less overwhelmed and you can focus on the actual question that underlies everything. Because if they're talking to you about Catholicism, it means they at least trust you. And because they trust you, that means that God has put you in their life, right, to convert them fundamentally. Like we're all in charge of our own little fig trees. We got to prune our own little fig trees. And they're our friends and our family and the people in our sphere of influence. But God put them there for you to do a little work on. And so it's an important job, but I don't want you to get overwhelmed by that job by thinking that you have to have like a master's degree in apologetics to convince your friend that, you know, why Mary is the co-redemptrix of all you. You know, like, don't worry about that. You know, just talk about Jesus Christ establishing the Catholic Church.
I blacked out for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, Ethan does not like when I go...
You turn into a Catholic speaker, and it's it's so sad because you're so much more fun when you're not.
I was not a good youth minister because
you would just teach.
Because I was too. I would have been a really great Catholic school teacher. I would have been a really great theology teacher. You know, I'm like
you would have been the guy. They would have been there and be like, "I like Mr. Nevy, but man, I can't have his class at 8 a.m. because I fall asleep, bro." I would if I was in your class, I would make spitballs and spit them at you through a straw.
That's why I'm glad we do a virtual podcast. I think you would just hit me.
If I was in your class, I would try to moon other students to get them to laugh and then blame it on a different kid and be like, he mooned him. He showed his butt, but it was my butt.
But it was
the
actually
whole time.
My butt.
If I was in your class, I would print out jokes. I would print out pictures of you and put them up on the walls in funny places.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think I'd be a great student.
This is good. I'm the fun teacher.
You are well.
No.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
You don't want to be too fun of a teacher.
No.
We've seen how that goes.
Yeah. Then stuff doesn't get done. Yeah. You know. But that's what I mean. I wasn't a fun enough youth minister.
Yeah.
I was too teachy. Oh well.
No. I think it's absolutely fine, and it's really good information.
Thank you.
I think in a more casual context, you can practice this even outside of evangelization. Like here at the weekend, I've been trying to be very intentional about asking way more questions than talking about myself.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've realized, you guys might know this, I'm pretty boring, you know? Like, my life is pretty boring.
Yeah.
I work at a digital marketing agency.
No one's interested in the production of a podcast.
Yeah. You know? Like, what do you do? Oh, the crunch. That must be pretty cool. It's not.
It's really kind when people ask us about, like, what's going on with the crunch? Then I start talking to them, and their eyes just kind of glaze over.
Just a glaze over. Yeah, we're really trying to maximize our conversion ratios and our email sequences. And then they, yeah. and then they pass out.
They die. I liked you better when you were just throwing cards off of the stage at Seek 2018.
Yeah. I was going to say, I have to really watch what I say because I know that we're not in a private...
Yeah.
Controlled environment.
We can't edit this out.
We can't edit any of this out. And with the recent events in our nation, everyone's on high alert.
Sure.
So I can't use any inflammatory
not high alert
language.
This conference.
Yeah, no, we're all right. I want to do dating questions. Can we do dating questions?
Yes, we're done with the apologetic stuff. I'm sorry if you were here for only apologetic stuff, but trust me, sometimes these kids have crazy dating lives. So we also do a podcast that is in our main feed called Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner. Yeah. This is Dr. Ethan, doctor of the mind, surgeon of the heart, has a PhD in dating. Not really. Someone actually thought he was a doctor.
It was an online college.
I went to college in Columbia.
What?
What? Oh, I went to Columbia.
What is that?
It's a joke because Columbia is a country, so it's like you got to call it in, but it sounds like an Ivy League school.
See, that was because you need to say Colombia.
I'm not going to say it like that.
Why not?
The Spanish podcast was before us.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I think it would be nice if you did. Your wife is a fourth Mexican.
She's half.
Half.
Her mom is from Mexico.
I'm a fourth Mexican then.
No.
Through podcast.
My son is a fourth.
I'm Mexican by podcast.
you're Mexican in law.
Is there anybody who's brave enough to come up here and tell us their dating problem? If you're raising your hand, I can't see you. I need you to say yes. No?
Testing. What?
There's so many of you clapped.
Yeah, there we go.
At least surely one of you has a specific question about dating. If not, we'll just keep going.
Someone's getting pointed at.
Come on up.
You.
Walk
come.
Up here. Let's go.
Hello.
Let's give a round of applause. Yeah.
Yes.
We want you to come up. No, I want you to stand in the darkness behind the camera.
I would like that.
Too bad.
What is your name?
Delisa.
Where are you from?
Tampa, Florida.
How long have you listened to the Crunch Catholic podcast?
None. My Zero. Sister listens to it.
Oh, you're a friend?
It.
Get off the stage. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, she should be up here.
I met her earlier. I knew that. All right. There you go. So you have a dating question. What is that question?
I don't know. They forced me up here.
What's your dating life like? Tell us about your love life.
Okay. I would say I am currently single.
Yeah!
How old are you?
19.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. You're fine. Next.
All right.
It's just what
you're
it
doing
is.
Fine.
Yeah, go all ahead. Right. Keep going.
I came from a private school, so not much of the scene. I've had like one boyfriend. Terrible.
Oh.
And so. Okay.
You came to the right podcast.
There you go. And then I guess now, I mean, I would like to get with somebody, but at the same time, I would say just trying to figure out how to really.
Is there something holding you back?
From?
Dating.
Dating?
Yes.
I think for me, it takes a lot, like a while to get, like I'm very introverted.
Sure.
So for me, I'd say I would need to be someone's friend first before like getting to even gain those feelings.
Is there a guy that you like?
Oh!
This right. is what I'm talking about.
Easy.
Is he here?
No.
Oh, come on.
Does he listen to the crunch?
I don't know.
Not yet.
His friend does. Okay. Hold on. What's his friend's name?
Everybody has
what?
We can get to this guy.
Everybody's like, I have a friend who listens to your podcast.
I know. That's actually the meanest thing that someone can say to you. Patrick said that I looked... Yesterday when we were walking down the street, Patrick had his like jacket on and his nice pants. And I was wearing basically this, like a button-down shirt and jeans. And he goes, you look like the Focus missionary that escorts the speaker at the conferences. I was like, that's so hurtful.
That's the meanest thing ever.
It made me cry because I was a Focus missionary and I resent that fact.
So you have a friend, a guy friend, whom you like. And you're like, how do I date? And the answer is that he asks you, but you don't. Like, he's not asking.
Do you think he likes you?
Do you think he likes you?
Do you think he likes you, man? Okay. Come on, you have it.
Okay, so he does know.
Oh.
He knows that you like him.
Yes.
Mm. And?
So complicated. Okay, so I would say beforehand, he did say that he would want to, like...
Didn't you know, you?
But he okay. was going through his own like the thing was that he said that he didn't think he was in the right place, that like he would like yeah so like the classic like type of thing.
I'm not
of
in the right place right now.
Yeah,
I need to reconnect with God.
I'll tell you this, I think you gotta forget him.
That's what I'm trying to
look. This guy, you're worth more than him.
I hate this guy, actually.
Let's go.
I like his friend, the friend that listens to The Crunch.
I like his friend that listens to The Crunch.
Yeah.
Hey, friend, hey, if you're watching.
Here's the thing. You're a nice lady. You deserve to have a good man. A guy that can't make up his mind. A guy's just need to always be in the right place to date a woman. I think if you're a guy, yes, you're just not allowed to be like, I'm not in a good place right now. Get it together. Date, yes, someone.
Come on.
You're being, what do you need to do? Go play Halo? What is a guy doing? Oh, I'm busy. I have to five stack in Valorant. I'm busy. Shut up.
Ethan's been playing Valorant.
Recently. I haven't. No, not at the Congress. Not at the National Eucharistic Congress.
There's so many people walking.
The internet
by
is
right
not
now.
Fast enough for me to play Valorant here. Yeah, I think you should move on from this guy and date his crunch listening friend instead.
Yes.
That's my opinion. Who agrees?
Friend.
Does everyone agree
Let's
with
go.
Me?
Well, thank you so much for braving this. I'm sorry we couldn't solve all of your problems, but hey, there's
you're
plenty
19.
Of young,
there's plenty of time. You're doing the fact that you're here. You're doing great things.
Everybody, give Delicia a round
for
applause.
Delicia.
Thanks so much. All right, who's next? See how easy that was. We just changed her entire life. Her sister.
We're keeping it in the family.
Keeping it in the family. Is it? What? Let's try
right here.
Guy
over
first.
Here. Yeah, come on.
First.
Let's go. Come on, everyone. Give him a round of applause.
Someone told me they had a. Cheer louder so people come in.
Yeah!
There we go.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I just got out of a cold shower, and boy, are my arms tired.
I just got out of prison. And I need something to get my spiritual life back on track.
Speaking of prison... Thank you to Exodus 90 for sponsoring this episode of our podcast. If you've done Exodus 90, you might have felt like you were in a prison of not being able to watch television. But Exodus 90 is more than sacrifices and cold showers and asceticism.
Yes.
Exodus 90 has an app of reflection and prayer for you to use throughout the year.
Yes.
That you might not be aware of. It's at exodus90.com/thecrunch. Say yes. That first, but then you can talk.
No, exodus90.com/thecrunch is the place to go. Instead of being, you know, in jail, not having snacks because I didn't have enough money in my commissary, I am now not eating snacks because of Exodus 90. Exodus90.com/crunch is the place to be. And this month, they're doing a special course in anticipation of the National Eucharistic Congress, special course on the Eucharist that you can get. If you go to exodus90.com/crunch, you get 14-day free trial. And you can go deeper as we as a nation prepare for the National Eucharistic Congress. It's a big ticket item, but Exodus 90's got some really, really great stuff on there about the Eucharist that you're going to want to see. Exodus90.com/thecrunch for the 14-day trial. Patrick, you've been liking what they've been doing.
I've been liking what they put out. I knew about this app a while ago before they sponsored the podcast. I used it when I did Exodus 90, and I can highly recommend it. So Exodus90.com/thecrunch, 14-day free trial. Thank you, Exodus 90, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch.
Do it now, or else my prison sentence was in vain. Patrick, you're always talking about how you're reading books.
I'm protesting. I'm not reading books anymore.
You're not reading books anymore?
No, you need to convince me to read a book. I don't want to read books anymore.
I need to convince my friends to read a book?
I don't want to read books anymore. I want to watch television and sit on the couch.
I'm going to use pathos here and appeal to your emotions because you're my friend. Yes. Today, I started reading Alec Mauley's Out of Sons, a wonderful fictional tale about two brothers that go on a journey to rekindle some love, maybe have an adventure, maybe find out what brotherhood is actually about. I was reading it, first of all, because they the author's a friend of mine. He sponsors a show. But then as I got about 20 pages into it, I was like, hold on a minute. Guy, who's a friend of mine from college, actually wrote a pretty compelling book.
Dang.
I know. I was like, shoot, this is good. He gets a lot of stuff right about what it's like to be a guy, about what it's like to be growing up in a world where your a desk job feels like the only choice, or if you're not doing that, then you're basically working as a lawn care person for the rest of your life. Like these two young men that are just wrestling with, like, how do I live my life? How do I not let down my dad? How do I be a good person when it's so easy to not be a good person? I really think you'd like the book, and I think you should read it.
Well, I'm convinced. I know I'm doing like a bit, but every time you talk about, for some reason, Alec, the book is not getting to my house. Please send, you're torturing me. I'm hearing about this book, and I'm like, honestly, I'm just going to go buy it. That's actually, yeah. I've decided I'm just going to buy it. Because first of all, I'm telling everyone else to do it, so I should probably do it myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to go buy this book. You should all do it too. Out of Sons by Alec Molly. It is out on Amazon now. Go check it out.
I read half of the book in one sitting today.
Wow, so is that good?
I'm not joking. So everybody, get the book, read it. Out of Sons by Alec Molly. Get it on Amazon. Link is in the bio. Patrick, you know what I hate
more than the Cubs?
I do hate the Cubs, but I famously my number one enemy. I hate big tech. And I don't like how they've gotten their little grubby fingers into every single aspect of digital life. And that's why The Crunch, where our website is now proudly hosted on Patmos. Patmos
exactly
is your island of refuge from big tech, and they provide top-notch web and app development services, hosting, AI, GPU services, and they're all backed by a no censorship guarantee. And Patrick, I know you like that because I know you say some crazy stuff, man.
I do see some crazy things. We just recently transferred our web hosting over to Patmos. It was easy. It was seamless. The pricing was competitive. And also, I feel secure that I can post what I want on my website. And all of a sudden, people won't decide, oh, that's bad, and I'm going to cancel this guy. You know,
The reason that they're so good is because they have the best prices, and they own the data center all the way up to the top of the stack. So all the way down to the dirt, they own all the metal between you and your data, where it's stored on a hard drive somewhere. Like, they own all of it. So they can give you the greatest prices, and they can actually guarantee that they're going to provide the service that they say. We actually have a personal representative. Her name's Camilla, and she helps us out. She is someone that we can call if we have any issues. And they don't ever do anything offshore. So anytime we're working with them, we don't have to call and like be on hold or like have it's a call center in another country. It's great. Yeah. They're really, really wonderful people.
So if you want to like build an app or a website, or you want to host your current site, like you already have one, you can reach out to Patmos at patmos.tech. An easy URL to remember, patmos.tech. They help businesses and missions of all sizes achieve their goals in a safe and secure way, whether you want to build an e-commerce site or a megawatt large language learning model in the Patmos data center. Holy cow. Patmos can help you. Tell them The Crunch sent you and get 10% off your next web project or free hosting migration. That's patmos.tech. Patmos, freedom as a service.
And I also hear software that if you are a Crunch listener and you tell them that you are out there looking for a job in the data or computer programming world, they can hook you up. So mention our name and maybe we could get you a job. Maybe we can get you 10% off on your next web project or your hosting migration. That's Patmos at patmos.tech. Thank you. Back to the episode.
Hey, everybody out there, we're doing a comedy podcast. Come and listen.
Do any of you have dating problems?
Da, 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 da.
Some girls were like, oh yeah, I do. I need to go in.
We're in here. We're spinning plates on sticks.
Does anybody have dating problems? We're going to solve them for you.
I'm stepping on a rake and it's coming up and hitting me in the face.
If you're coming from the singles event and it didn't work, come on in. Come on in.
If you're coming from Mass and you prayed, Lord, I need you, but you meant a boyfriend, this is the place to be.
Hi.
A woman.
Hello.
Oh, no.
What is your name?
You're not my wife.
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Where are you from?
Hello, Nicole.
I'm from Michigan.
Give it up for Michigan.
Michigan.
People love being from places. I tell you what. What is your problem, Nicole?
I'm sorry.
What's your deal?
First of all, how dare you?
Clearly there's something wrong with you.
What you got? What you got going on?
I don't really have anything. I was also forced up here. So,
oh, bummer. Like, you guys got to stop doing that.
But we found out that there was something wrong with the Delicia, so maybe you just start talking. We'll figure it out.
What's your dating life like?
It's pretty non-existent. I'm super picky. Oh, that's a me problem, I guess.
Sure. So. One of those.
Yeah.
Looking for a guy in
finance.
So
you hate men. Yeah.
6'5", blue eyes.
Yep. Yeah. Would love that. So.
Is there a guy that anybody? You is there a guy that you like?
No, not really.
No.
I'm looking, you know.
You're looking?
Yeah.
All in all the right places or all the wrong places?
Apparently the wrong places.
You're at the right place. You should find a nice
Is there a guy that likes you that you've turned down because you're too picky?
Maybe.
Oh, hold on. What did he do wrong?
I just didn't like him.
Mm.
Wow.
What was it specifically?
Was it his face? Was he short?
No, he wasn't short.
Oh, okay. That's usually the first thing.
I don't know. We were like, he messaged me, but he was like being super like
forward.
Complimenting me all the time and stuff, like not asking questions about me.
Hate
so
when
it was
that
like,
happens.
Yeah.
I hate when I
what
get
is a pretty girl like you doing on such a fine day like this? It's like, calm down, cowboy. That is.
He's liking pictures from 3 months ago.
I just know this because this is how I used to treat women when I was younger.
Yes.
I'm different now.
What, is he weird in person?
I'm married. I am different.
He was awkward.
He's awkward, in person?
Yeah. So when he messaged me, I was like, oh, who is this? Like, where were these compliments when I was in person, you know?
Oh,
sure.
You were like, if you're going to hit on me, at least do it consistently.
He's got digital riz, but no in-person
riz.
And actually, he doesn't have digital riz.
That is
either.
Actually such an unattractive thing about men, is that they'll talk a mad game.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then they'll be like, I saw you at school today. You know, it's like, what are you just for?
Bro. Come on. Yeah. This has turned into a guy directed podcast. Guys, you got to get used to complimenting in person. Start with your boys, because there's no like consequences there. If your friend is like, that was weird, you complimented my shirt, but it was like kind of made me uncomfortable. That's how you know. They'll tell you, be like, hey man, like your shirt. Just practice, and then start saying that sort of thing to women.
Hey man, I think your jorts look really good when you wear them underneath your pants.
I think your cutoffs are too low, Ethan. I think you should wear them higher.
Yeah, I want to see more cheek.
On my male friend, that just to clarify.
On my male,
there's kids here, platonic
friends. That's true. I just said cheek. That could mean anything.
Yeah, they don't know what that means.
They don't know.
So yeah, sorry that I'm sorry that you have too many adoring fans online and not in person. Wouldn't know.
just the one.
Anyway, give it up for Nicole. Thank you so much for getting forced up here.
Single gentlemen, just don't be, just have in-person riz, and there's someone that you can talk to right now.
Yeah. Oh, once again, cheer louder so people come in.
Let's workshop.
It is working. People are stopping. They're like, what's going on in there?
What's the best opening line if you're like walking up cold to a girl at the National Eucharistic
Congress?
Hey,
are you the Latin form? Because you have an extraordinary mass. Wait, hold on.
No.
I got that one wrong.
Hold on.
That one's good, isn't it?
I like that one. He's proud of himself.
That is a good one.
Nick Johnson, get in here. I see you.
Hey.
I love you, buddy. Go take care of your family. All right. Hi.
Now
we're just waving at random adults. Hey, everybody.
You guys should come to our podcast. There's so many open seats.
Hi, Nick. Hey, love you, bud.
Oh, man.
I think it would be good if guys were, I think they need to be more forward, but less weird.
Yeah, dude,
this coincides with the apologetics thing, because it's like, you just need to be upfront about the thing, but you need to not end up on a list at the end of it, you know?
For real.
I'm saying.
It's such a hard balance to strike. Because like, and it's such a catch-22. Because once you get married, you stop being weird. At least I felt that. It's like,
hold
so.
On. Say that one more time.
Once you get married, everything is fixed. Like once I got married, I felt like I was so much less awkward when I was married. Because it was like, you know, you'd have conversations with anybody. You're not like, oh, this girl might think that I'm hitting on her. It's like, no, I'm married. So
right.
It's like, of course.
Yeah,
not,
you have the ring of power.
The ring of power.
And it just indicates
I'm invisible.
To all women that it's like, I'm not here to do anything
Who
weird.
Who cares? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can also, the nice thing about being married is you can start to dress worse, and so you can kind of look a little shambly.
Yeah, man.
Which kind of also indicates like,
Yeah.
I'm not here for you.
I'm not here for this.
Yeah.
Let's get a single. We talked to a guy and who had a situation.
Are there any? Yeah, we need a man up here that we can answer the dating problem.
We need a fella.
He's like, here he comes. There he is.
Hey.
Big round of applause.
I was told this was good, so please raise your expectations all the way to the ceiling.
Scott, if you take longer than 90 seconds on telling this story, I'm kicking you off the stage.
Okay. Scott's like,
I'm just giving you parameters. We only got an hour here, and I'm trying to soak up my time in the sun.
All right. I'm going to take 2 minutes to tell this story. All right. That's 90 seconds, right?
No.
You got it.
So,
no.
Short version is...
Right.
Yes, please, short version.
I will.
All right.
You're at a young adult event, and, you know, we went back to our friend's house to just kind of play some games, playing Jenga.
What kind of Jenga? Like, not sexy Jenga.
No.
Just like normal Jenga.
Sorry, kids in the audience.
I'm just making sure so that we all have context.
Catholic young adult
Catholic
event?
Regular
yeah,
Jenga.
Yeah. Regular Jenga. Catholic,
I thought
regular,
you were going to be like giant Jenga. Jenga.
Yeah. So, we're kind of swapping who's getting to play. And I sit on the couch, left side. And I feel like most guys, it's normal to like put your arm up along the side, the back of the couch.
Yes, around a woman.
No woman.
Just
the couch.
Just Jenga.
Just the couch.
Single is...
Story of my
get
life.
Out.
Yeah.
Friend is at the other end of the table. Not table. Couch. And this girl that I was kind of interested in was sitting on another couch alongside my... other friend, Francis, who knew that I was interested in her.
Okay.
And she starts asking some weird questions. She asks, hey, Scott, have... you look very comfortable.
Whoa.
She then, about 5 minutes later, asks if I've ever cuddled with anyone before. And,
whoa.
You know, I'm bald.
Is that a common line?
No.
Ladies.
No.
Ladies, do you use that? Hey, you ever cuddle?
You ever held a woman close?
And about 5 minutes later, she asks that question, and I'm thinking in my mind like, okay, like she's interested.
Who in their right mind would ask that question and it would be like, I actually don't want to cuddle, right?
Yeah. Well, she didn't ask if I wanted to cuddle. She asked if I had.
Do you have any experience?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Can you explain this gap in your cuddle resume?
first kind of comment about like looking comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like that's a little weird, but whatever. Then asking about cuddling, I'm like, oh, like she might be interested in me.
Right.
And then she comes over and stands next to the couch to talk with me.
Just like towering over you. Hey.
Have you ever snuggled before?
Have you ever cuddled?
You ever
held anyone intimately before?
Yes. And eventually, so Francis saw this and he splayed out on the couch so she couldn't move back.
Oh, dude, what a homie.
Good bro,
can we give a round of applause for Francis?
Francis.
That is what a true male friendship looks like. As
this
a woman towers over you.
Was invented.
You have this Amazonian queen standing over you next to you on the couch.
She's like 5 foot.
Okay, well, not all of us can be tall.
So then Francis kind of calls out to her, hey, like, Emily, why don't you sit down?
Yeah.
And my arm's still up against the back of the couch. And Emily sits right next to me.
Like,
right?
Like... touching
like,
you.
Right, touching.
Yeah. Whoa.
And
she's cuddling. She's in there.
Thigh to thigh.
And I think, all right, this is the moment. This is it. And
what do you mean this is it? So this is it. He means like this. She must like me.
This right. Okay.
Yes.
That's
I'd been single for 5 years at this point.
Never known the touch of a woman.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. I'm gonna put my arm around her. We'll see what happens.
Did you grab shoulder? You grabbed shoulder?
Did you hover hand?
Yes.
Whoa.
Boom.
Bold.
Kids in the audience, Scott. All right, calm down.
Yeah. Sir, and she called the police instantly.
What?
She called the police.
No, she sat there. We're watching Jenga, like 5-10 minutes go by.
Thrilling.
I don't think, you know, that was extremely bold of her. Very, very upfront of her to make those advances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... idiot that I am, I thought, you know, I should really affirm her in this.
Sorry, Scott.
Dude, you were at the finish line, bro.
Tell us what you said.
I actually don't want to hear it.
It's going to hurt me.
You've built this up so much.
It hurts me every time I think about it.
Yeah.
And so I said to her, you know, I do think you're pretty.
Oh.
And she looked at me and she said, like not a bad sentence.
Yeah.
Probably as far as sentences go. Perfectly, but, you know.
Yeah. Compliment.
Could have been worse.
Normal.
Yeah. I'm not super awkward. Yeah. I am awkward, not super awkward.
I think you're pretty.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so...
we do the jokes here.
She turns to me and she asks, are you flirting with me?
What? Okay, hold on.
In front of Francis? Francis is still splayed on the couch.
He is.
Keep him in mind. Yeah. Is he the only other person in the room?
No, there's like five other people.
Oh, that's actually worse. Never mind. That's a lot of people.
And everyone's quiet and like listening to this.
No, they're playing Jenga.
They're locked in.
Only Francis is paying attention.
Okay.
But Francis couldn't hear. He was
lips are moving and he sees thigh to thigh. That's all he sees. Don't laugh. I'm describing the situation for people who can't see it.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
He just thought it was success. And she looked at me and she asked, are you flirting with me? And I said, yes. Is that not what's supposed to be happening? And she said, no.
What? Dude.
And then
she... boo, boo this woman. Boo.
And then she doesn't move.
What?
So I pull my arm back.
Yeah.
I'm moving over. I'm about to stand up.
Yeah.
And my friend whose house we were at, she says, who wants to do a rosary?
Oh.
So I'm stuck there stuck there for another 15 minutes.
Thigh to thigh.
Next to her. She still wasn't moving.
What?
Kind of everything finishes up.
Yeah.
Notice he hasn't cut me off at 90 seconds because it's a good story.
It's a good story. We're elongating it. I'm sorry.
I didn't know it was going to be this juicy, Scott.
She asks if anyone would like to walk her out to her car.
She
asks if anyone.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm like, I have some questions.
Yeah.
So I walk her out to her car and I say,
what was that?
Hey, can you see how
Let's review the game tape here.
Yeah.
What happened in the second half?
Can you see how this plus this plus this would lead me to think that you were interested in me?
That's some communication.
This is actually really bold. Can we give a round of applause for Scott?
Holy cow.
It's all about communication. And you held up to your end of the bargain there.
Thank you.
I think you're pretty.
And her response was, no, not really. Any you know, strong male figure I see as a father figure.
Oh.
Dude.
Ew.
So, been friend zoned before, been brother zoned before.
You got
my question for
zone.
You guys is, how do you deal with being dad zoned?
I think you just don't talk to her
again.
You
remind me so much of my dad. Can you yell at me, please?
Can you make me be home by 10?
Yeah. Hey, I really feel comfortable with you. Is there any way that you could like work a lot and not, and like miss my, could you like miss my soccer game real quick?
Dang, dude.
I didn't play soccer, so it's not about me.
Yeah, never mind.
Did you play soccer?
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry. I figured I picked a sport that everyone hates.
Dude, holy cow. I thought you were going to like fumble it, but because that's usually how these go.
Yeah.
But
you didn't fumble at all. You did everything right. I think she just might be a psychopath.
But this was a great advertisement for Scott. Scott's a great guy.
Single.
Who other women seem to think is a strong father figure.
Yeah. So if you think that's important in the right context, maybe Scott's the guy for you.
Give it up for Scott, everybody.
That's crazy.
So she was like sitting there and like, he reminds me of my dad.
I'm going to sit on this guy's lap.
Have you ever cuddled before?
What?
Oh, man.
This is a weird podcast now.
No, that was great.
It was a great story. It helps me feel normal.
It makes me feel happy to be married. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
It's like...
this podcast keeps me young.
Oh, yeah. It makes me appear old to some people.
It does. Despite my ripe age of 28, I really... What? Why'd you laugh? Who laughed? Why? What's wrong with being 28? You got
Nobody likes you when you're 28.
Someone just said you'll see when you're 32, as if that's like so far away.
Someone was like, oh, I was in my 30s, about your age, and I almost corrected them, but I'm 27. I'm like, at that point, it's just being pet. You know, it's like.
I was talking to someone today they said, oh, I'm still young. And I was like, oh, how old are you? She said 33. And I was like, bro.
You're young for two more years.
Yeah. According to the. I'll have what you're having. Please. Yeah, that must be some good stuff.
I'm going to be young until I'm 40. That's the goal. Yeah. I'm going to be like that billionaire who's like drinking blood to stay young.
Yes.
Dude. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
There's no. Yeah.
Stop.
Stop. All right, we're done. We have some more time. Is there anybody else in the crowd that wants some, I don't want any more dating stories because there's no way you can top
there's
Scott.
No way. There's
anyone
no
one who has
there's
any
no
other
way we can top that.
Dating questions?
Yeah. Anybody else? Dating questions? Any guys who are like, how do I know if a girl likes me? Or a girl who's like, how do I know if a guy likes me? If not, we'll just pull out cache of dating questions.
Yeah, we'll just keep going. Or we'll just talk.
Do you want me to do a dating question from the cache?
I don't know. Does anyone have any other questions?
If no one comes up with a question before I pull up our dating question queue, then I will pull up a dating question. We have a dating show we do every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And
Well, I was just going to tell a story. I was going to tell a story, but
if you want to ask a question and you want to have us answer on the show, you can go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord. You can ask a question.
Anyone here in the Discord? All right.
It's not enough yelling.
Discord, for those of you over the age of 35, Discord is an application on the Apple App Store that you can download. It's one of those little square icons. You tap it, and you can join our community of over 1,200 people that like to talk about our show, except for most of them don't post. But those of you there, who posts regularly? Yeah, there we go. I got a couple of people that are regular posters. I wanted to tell a story. I don't like conferences because I... So, like, the only way... Here's the problem. Can I actually tell you my beef?
Yeah, dude.
Other than the Beatitudes? They keep... anytime we go to one of these, they put our show at the end of the day. I feel like we always get stuck with the 5 p.m. slot, the 6 p.m. slot.
That usually is good, though.
It is a good thing. But that means I have to drink a lot of coffee to stay energized throughout the day.
At 5 p.m.
And you know what coffee does to me.
I do. I've shared a hotel room with you.
You have shared a hotel room with me.
Yeah, multiple times. They also always book us in the same hotel room. They think we're brothers.
Not this year.
Not this year, baby.
I feel so bad now. Like, I didn't feel bad at Seek because it's all, like, people under the age of, you know, 22 or whatever. Okay. And it's like, they can deal with it. They live in dorms. They live in fraternity houses. It's like, we're all going to share a bathroom. It's fine. But, like, I went to that bathroom over there, and, like, a really old guy went in after me, and I was like, he might not make it out.
Disgusting.
It's not disgusting. It's like a general, like I'm a humanitarian because I care about this. Like I'm actually a really good guy. And the.
All right, I have a dating question for you, Dr. Ethan.
You don't want to talk about how this is old people anymore?
No, I'm tired of talking about your rectum. It happens too often.
No, we don't have to talk about that anymore.
Every single time.
I was also thinking as we were walking through this whole area, I was like, man, I don't think I've seen so many concentrated elderly.
So mean.
It's not mean. It's like I'm at the zoo, but for old people. And they're not in cages. It's like an interactive zoo. And you get to feed them. You get to, you know, bring them stuff. Water. Life alert. I don't know. Don't tell me that you haven't thought this walking around this week.
No, so like what I do at conferences usually is I'll hand out cards that say like listen to the crunch and I'll like go up to people and I can
and
just
a card
go
has
up
a QR code on it,
yeah.
Which severely limits who
severely
we can
limits
hand it
who
out
I can
to.
Hand it to. And yeah. It's a line full of college students waiting to, I don't know, use the bathroom, whatever. And I'm like, hey, listen to the podcast.
Not after
but
me.
Now it's like I don't know how many adults want to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, especially now that I've been making fun of them for half of the show.
You've been like, yeah, anyone older than 35 is old. Old.
Yes. Yeah. That means we have to end the show at 35 because I will become the object of my scorn. And I won't be able to live with myself anymore.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Yeah.
I have one question for us to wrap up.
Yeah, we have 10 minutes left. So unless someone else comes up now and saves us from reading from the phone... There's no other... Wow. All right, wow. That's fine.
I guess they're all at the dating
that's okay.
thing. All right, whatever.
Go for it.
Question. My husband's brother is... Oh, no, this is about whether or not someone should go to a wedding. Never mind. Okay, this is a dating conundrum that happened to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to deal with it. This scenario feels criminal, and it shouldn't be available as podcast material. Okay. All right, that's interesting.
Criminal?
Yeah, I did not read this ahead of time.
That's a really long paragraph.
Maria started dating someone named Vinny. They're both in their 20s. She described him as tall, dark, swarthy, chiseled specimen.
Kind of like
man.
An Ethan Stevie sort
of
figure.
A good Catholic Italian.
Yeah, like me.
Maria has had a bad track record picking men, but Vinny was giving all green flags.
Ah.
Then he suggested that he wanted to take Maria on a weekend trip to a bed and breakfast.
Ah.
Maria started questioning whether this was a good idea.
No, boo.
That's the thing about the Italians. They have red and green flag. All right. I don't think that's them.
Pizza.
All right. Oh, it is. That is them. All right. Maria started questioning whether this is a good
idea.
I'm
in the club playing Lego Island, delivering pizzas.
After all, they've only been dating for 2 months. She wasn't sure what he might be expecting out of the trip. Come on, dude.
Come on. Read the room.
I feel bad for women sometimes. What does this guy want?
What does this swarthy Italian want with me on a 3-day weekend trip to an Airbnb?
Come on. Sorry. Well, Maria expressed her discomfort. He assured her of his good intentions and planned to book separate rooms.
Okay.
Well, the weekend comes. Vinny drives Maria to the Airbnb a few hours away. They check in. He carries her bags to her room. After the drive, here's where things take a turn. Maria comes out of the bathroom to find her tall, dark, swarthy, chiseled boyfriend wearing one of her dresses.
Whoa!
And a pair of her high-heeled shoes.
He's not like me at all. He's, to be clear, he is nothing like me.
Too late.
No! This is not good for my brand.
Hours from home, he drove. Now he's wearing her clothes. What does she do?
I need to call my wife. Someone's going to see this.
How many of you is this? This is a classic situation. Everybody's got
everybody's got this situation. So those of you, obviously.
We've all been there. All right.
This did happen to me once back in the day.
Yeah, you took a girl to an Airbnb and were like, that's a nice little A-frame.
And then she was wearing my sneakers and a...
Really?
No. There's no like female equivalent of this because it's not weird for a girl to wear a guy's like sweatshirt.
Yeah, the crazy thing about getting married is you lose all of your t-shirts and hoodies. That's kind of a wild thing.
That's true. So the question is what does she do?
Walk home. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Pull out her concealed carry weapon, probably. And be like, please get away from me. I'm getting in the car and I'm driving away now.
What? Never mind, Scott. I'm sorry. This tops it.
This is weird.
What do you do?
Like, I guess you just say, thank you for your time.
We've decided to go in with another candidate.
We're going to keep your application in case another spot opens up.
It's not gonna. Oh, boy. Do you think he just was like, a transvestite, or like he just kind of likes it, or does he like think he's a woman?
No, I think he might just. I actually don't know. Like, we don't have any context. Did he say anything?
Did he want her to see?
He must have.
Yeah, I guess.
If he was standing there in full regalia.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's impressive that he fit in the shoes.
I would, if this happened to me and I was a woman, I would sacrifice the dress and the heels. I would say, I can get those at Sephora later. What? Dress Barn.
I'm sure there's a Dress Barn.
Yes. And then I would say, I would actually, you know what you do? The trick is like, you'd be like, oh, this is really great. You pretend to be super interested. Oh, wow. Can you go? I left something in the bathroom. Shut the door on him. Stick a chair under it. And then you hightail
Call
it out of there.
Call for help.
Yeah. You call the Italian police. They send that Italian Lamborghini that they have.
This story sounds like the beginning of a true crime podcast.
It does.
That's the problem.
That's actually crazy. There's no update? It's just like they didn't tell her what she actually did.
Someone please give an update. What would you do? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she's still there right now waiting for us to release a podcast to tell her what to do.
Someone please help. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you ever find yourself with a swarthy, chiseled Italian man wearing your dress in an Airbnb that you shouldn't have gone to. Come on, you shouldn't have gone to that.
Yeah.
Call us up and we'll help you out.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
We're like the Ghostbusters, but for weird dudes. We'll put them in a vacuum.
I want to be the black one.
I forget his name.
Yes, there was. That's the problem. See, that's your racist because you forgot he existed. That, I forget his name. What was the name of the actor that played him? Was it Carl Weathers? No. Okay. So immediately, so I was like, no, absolutely not. But there was, it was him, and then it was Venkman, and then it was Bill Murray, and then it was Dan Aykroyd.
Sure. Wasn't Rick Moranis in that movie?
Rick Moranis was the guy that turned into a dog.
Okay.
There is no Dana, only Jewel, and he takes a vape. That would be pretty funny.
That's pretty
Four
good.
Years ago.
Little anachronism. Yeah, yeah, that's
anyway,
good.
Anyway, not important.
Anyway, sorry that that's what we ended on. Thanks so much for being here. Yay.
Is it time? Is it the end of the show?
I think so.
Yeah, we're like 5:56. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so we
tell them everything they need to know about us.
So you can follow us on Instagram at the Crunchcast. You can follow either of us on Twitter. He's Ethan_Stevie. I'm Catholic Pat on Twitter. We're available on every podcast platform, including YouTube. Crazy. And yeah, so we brought enough of the Convince Your Friend Toolkit cards for everyone to have one for free. It's got a QR code on. You can scan it and you can get that for free. And then if you want the physical copy, we have them for sale back there. And we have stickers too. If you've been a longtime fan of the podcast and you're like, I want to put something on my laptop. I want to put something that I paid $5 for on my $5,000 piece of machinery. Great. I'm not your dad. So dude, go ahead.
Scott is though.
So glad. All right. Thank you all for being here so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Love you guys.
This podcast was recorded live at the 10th National Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis and was produced by Max Studios at the University of St. Thomas, Houston.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.